The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to pop the hood and bring forth our certified ASC mechanic, one of our go-to guys. Mark Evans is in the house, or as our caller, a great friend down there in New Mexico, likes to call us, Frank in New Mexico, the Swami is in the house. So what does that mean? It means if you've got something wrong with your vehicle and you want a free over-the-air diagnostic check, if the vehicle's not performing up to par, if the vehicle's not starting, if it's not stopping properly, if you're getting poor fuel economy, if you're getting some strange sounds or you're smelling some weird smells, we can help you. By all means, toll free, so feel free at 855-660-4261 or bob@boblongradio.com. Also, we'll throw out a trivia question in a moment, and we'll also be talking to Mark a little bit about the SEMA show 2014, where I was all of last week, and Mark had some plans to come, but unfortunately didn't work out for this time around, but we'll hopefully get them there for next year. Once again, the toll-free line is available for you at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Let me throw out a trivia question. This was a sports car, or sporty car, kind of a, I wouldn't exactly call it a sports car, to be honest with you. I call it more of a sports GT car. And it was made by a Japanese manufacturer, and there's rumors that they may come back with a new version of this, which would be wonderful. I think it would do great things for this particular brand. The name of the vehicle was called the 3000 GT. Who made the 3000 GT not that long ago in the 90s? Who made the 3000 GT? 855-660-4261. bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, joining us from his garage at his palatial estate in Boise, Idaho, it's my pleasure to welcome back the man himself, Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. Good afternoon, Sunday afternoon to you, Bob, and our listeners. It's good to be back with you on a nice November day.
So that is true, although my producer Matt was saying they're expecting some snow in the Minnesota area, about a foot or so in the next day or so. So it kind of be the end of the fall for certain parts of the country.
Yeah, it's kind of looking like a little snow here in little Boise, Idaho this afternoon too. So it's definitely the season for the wiper blades again, isn't it?
It is seasons for wiper blades, and down here in sunny Florida, it's been raining all day today, which very, very, very rarely happens in this neck of the woods. So, looks like lots of weather happening. I'm sorry that you didn't make it out to SEMA this year, but hopefully next year you can come. It was the biggest one ever, Mark, if you can imagine. You know how busy it is.
Yeah, and you know it's. When you go to lost wages, you have to be careful.
Yes, Steely Dan, the musical group, made that phrase a very common one. It's in their song called Showbiz Kids. And even the pilot on the plane when I was landing in Las Vegas used that term. He said, now, be careful out there in lost wages. So it's very, very, very true. But I can, speaking from somebody who's been there for oodles and boodles of years, this was kind of like Disney World. I mean, there were so many people in the aisles, so many people everywhere, that it was difficult during the day to even take pictures because you couldn't get a clear line of sight. Now, being a media person, exhibiting media person, I could get in before the show and stay a little bit after the show. So I know my on-site producer, Dwayne, took a bunch of pictures, and we're going to get them up on AutoWorldRadio.com. But just amazing. I've heard reports that it has surpassed the Consumer Electronics Show in attendance, anywhere from the rumors are anywhere from 130 to 200,000 people were there.
Wow.
During the SEMA show. And boosts, Mark, SEMA had more exhibitors than ever. And even on the day that I was scheduled to do the most important interviews, the first day, I had them all lined up with all the car makers, and I was going to be in a different place than usual. I was going to be in the near the relocated media center. They even relocated the media center to sell that space. I was going to be next to our close friend there, the infamous Alan Masters, Taylor Smith, Barney Jones. But in the ninth inning and two outs and two strikes, they moved me to the other side of what is a gigantic convention center. And so a lot of the guests that I had lined up and worked hard to line up, they couldn't find us, and those executives on the second day fly out, so we didn't capture a lot of those. But there were exhibits everywhere. Like I say, where the media center has been for as long as I've been going to SEMA, there were booths there. If you opened a closet that was normally a place where the janitors, you know, stores stuff, there were there was a booth there. If you went into the men's room, there were booths there. No, that's not true.
You know, that tells us that all of us consumers out here, Bob, we're going to be getting some great, great new things for our cars then coming in the future, aren't we?
Yeah, we definitely are. Got a chance to see Barry McGuire. He was doing his TV thing. They call it SEMA TV, Car Crazy. And by the looks of his setup there, it looked like a multi-million dollar setup. And Leslie Kennedy, who I haven't seen in a lot of years, I actually got a chance to say hello to her as well, and we brought you up as well, and I gave her your best wishes, and it was just pandemonium in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. I haven't seen Leslie for a long time, and it's good to. I actually heard a couple of my friends that here in Montana and Idaho actually slipped out and took a look, too. So they were in the aisles, too, making it crowded shoulder to shoulder, I'm sure.
Yeah, and they had a first ever, I mean, last year, the last couple of years, they've had this parade at the end of the SEMA show where local Las Vegas folks line up and watch the cars coming out of the convention center, and it's kind of like a little impromptu parade. But this year, they really stepped up. And they had a Friday night open to the public thing. It was held at the new facility, new to me anyway, called The Link. And about 500 cars that were on display at SEMA made the trip down Paradise, down towards close to the Strip. And I know there were at least 9,000 people who had paid in advance to go to that show. It was called SEMA Ignited. And I know that they were going to make it into a TV show for Velocity, and I haven't heard reports, but I'm sure it was a huge success.
That's great. I mean, it's a good feeling to see and hear this, because, Bob, my goodness, that's where everybody, all the manufacturers and all the dealers, everybody exposes all the good goodies coming to us for later. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, all the accessories, and a couple of automakers were there for the first time. Germans, Mercedes and BMW, and of course Mini, which is owned by BMW, they were exhibiting for the first time. Of course, we had the usual big three American brands, Ford, the Chrysler Group, and General Motors. But in addition to those folks, Kia was there, Hyundai was there, Honda and Acura were there. I'm sure I'm missing a few, but there were a lot of OEMs in attendance, so that's always a good thing. No breaking. For a couple of years, they've had some debuts, like the Ford Raptor, the SVT Raptor, made its world debut there at SEMA. None of those this year, but plenty of other goodies. When we come back on the other side, Bob in Missouri is standing by, and we're going to take your calls for Mark as we pop the hood here, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
UnseenNow.com. Proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Mark Evans is in the house. The hood is popped. We're ready to go. We're ready to take your mechanical questions. We got a trivia question out there. Who made the 3000 GT? Mark, do you remember that car?
I do. Actually worked on a couple of those in my time.
Yeah, pretty advanced for its day. When we get the answer here, I'll talk just a little bit about it. Let's go first to Bob, who joins us in Missouri, listening on KSIS. Hello there, Bob. Thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Wonderful, and hope you're having a wonderful day yourself.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm still tired from Las Vegas, but that's that kind of town.
Right. Been there once myself, I understand.
Yeah, exactly. It just kind of sucks the energy out of you. But you want to solve this trivia riddle about the 3000 GT, or have you got a mechanical question for Mark?
I want to take a stab at the question.
Okay. Who made the 3000 GT?
That would be Mitsubishi, I believe.
Yes, indeed. Ring the bell. There we go. Ding, 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 ding. You have won the trivia prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage and some samples from Wash Drops, and we'll put you in line for the next book drawing that we're going to have in the next future. So good job there. How are your vehicles running these days? Everything going okay? Any maintenance or repair questions for Mark?
Well, not really questions or anything. Everything's holding up as good as can be expected. I'm currently right now in my Colorado, my 04 Colorado, and I've had remarkably good luck with it, actually.
Yeah, it's amazing how these new vehicles in the recent decade or so have lasted extremely well. And you know, the average vehicle on the road these days, Bob, is 10, 11 years old, so I'm not surprised that you've gotten some great mileage and great time in your truck there. That's wonderful. Well, hang
and
on.
My car, if you remember right, I called you about 2 weeks ago, my 72 Monte Carlo.
Oh, yeah. You have a lot of miles. How many miles on that?
That was a quarter of a million.
I love it. Excellent. And how often did you change the oil? Is there any secret that you can pass along to our listeners about how you were able to achieve that kind of fuel economy?
Well, my vehicles get only the best oils I can figure to be the best oils, like Valvoline or Mobil. And I've used Havoline in the past, but it's no more. And I'm very strict on the 3,000-mile maintenance change.
Good advice. Absolutely. Well, hang on for our great producer, Matt, and we'll get all of your information. And don't be a stranger. Please call us again anytime. The vehicle that Bob got right there, the 3000 GT, remember the top-of-the-line one, the 3000 GT VR4. This was a vehicle that had all the bells and whistles. It had a V6 engine, twin turbos, had all-wheel drive, and it had four-wheel steering. So that was pretty hefty technology for a vehicle from the late 80s and early 90s.
State-of-the-art, wasn't it, Bob? I mean, I do remember I couldn't hardly wait for a customer to bring one in just so we could get a little test drive out of her.
And then there was the companion vehicle called the Dodge Stealth that also shared the same componentry as Chrysler and Mitsubishi for a number of years, had this alliance. So you don't see too many of them. Once in a while you see them going over the auction block, but truly a great performance car, a great GT performance car. And there are rumors that Mitsubishi may be bringing that 3000 GT nameplate back. So that would be good news for everybody.
That would. I'd like to hear, like, you know, the torque and the horsepower on it, because they've got to keep up with the competition out there, you know?
I know. Not too easy to do these days. We will throw out another trivia question here, and my producer, Dwayne, out in Las Vegas, a great guy, had the opportunity to meet him and work with him for the 4 days. He lives in Las Vegas. He's a friend of my business partner, Donnie Cogswell. And Dwayne at one time owned a pretty rare vehicle, and it's a great used vehicle. The only downside is the repairs are going to cost you a lot of money, but you can pick up one of these vehicles that originally cost $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, you know, for like $20,000 these days. Who made the Phaeton? Who made the Phaeton? That's our next question. Let's go to Frank, listening on KXEL in Iowa. Frank, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. You want to take a stab at this Phaeton question, or have you got a mechanical question for Mark?
Yeah, I got a question for Mark. Say, my woman came home today with a 2004 F-150, and all the work, all the fluids, everything's been changed in it. And as you know, you're not supposed to let vehicles sit. Well, this one's only got 15,000 miles on it. It's 10 years old. And so we went for a little test drive. Runs great, but there's a little chatter when you first take off. Or you go around a corner and you just take off gently, like, you know, normal. And there's a chatter. And I'm kind of wondering if you could tell me if that's just the brakes from sitting so long.
Well, Frank, the chatter is on acceleration is when you're getting that noise.
It's only for 1 or 2 seconds when you first take off.
Okay.
And only 90% of the time.
Okay. Now, you don't have any miles on it. 15,000, you say?
Yeah, it only has 15,000.
Wow, for 2004, that's like brand new.
Yeah, it even rides in the spears. And,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, the chatter noise now, is this... for that short period of time, is it only when you're turning, or all the time?
No, you can take off from a straight line. And like I say, like 90% of the time, you get a chatter out of it. And it's in the rear, I'm pretty sure. I just think the brakes are kind of hanging up on it. I'm just going to have a shop work on it, so take a look
at
it.
Yeah, one thing you can do, since it's a pickup, you have a camper shell on it?
No.
No? Okay. Well, here's a little test you can do to kind of help isolate where the noise is coming from, front or rear, is get your wife to drive, and you can go just sit right back in that pickup box while she takes off and see if you can, because you're back there then. You know, you got your ears out in the open, and you're in the pickup box, and see if it
is
in the back.
That's a good idea. Yeah, but yeah. In the back, it's your echo in that box, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and a chatter, a chink, chink, chink noise almost. Does it kind of sound like that?
Well, you can't really hear that. Right? It's winter here now, so you got to have the windows up most of the time. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll hold you over. Everybody stay right where you are and keep pondering this question, Mark. And we invite more at 855-660-4261. You are listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I'll have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I am so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wall & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
You're in luck because Mark Evans is with us, ASE certified mechanic with more than 30 years worth of mechanical experience, ASE certified tech, and gentleman who also for many, many years hosted very popular radio shows throughout Idaho and surrounding states. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Bob@BobLongRadio.com. If there's something wrong with your vehicle, want a free over-the-air diagnostic check, Mark is here to help you out, just like he's helping out Frank, who held we held him over through the break, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. And Frank was telling us about a really rare find, a Ford F-150 pickup truck, 10 years old with only 15,000 miles on it, but it's got a little funky noise. Mark, number one, what a great value here. Frank has got in an older vehicle with low miles.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to find low mileage vehicles, and when you do find them, you definitely got to bring them home. He's got that little bit of a noise when he accelerates, and it sounds like, frankly, you've got, you can go have your wife drive and get in the pickup box in the back yourself and kind of isolate it, see if it's in the front or the rear. But, like you mentioned, brakes, and one thing you can do to isolate the brake word to see if it is in the brakes or not is kind of power brake it when you take off. Left foot on the brake, just slightly, and then give it gas and drive away with it and see if that noise goes away. Now,
I'll try that. And one thing I didn't mention is when I went to the dealer, this lady inherited from her father, and then she wanted to sell it. So anyway, when it went to the dealer and had all these fluid changes, the rear end, they claim, had pretty pasty oil in it. But, that's kind of normal, isn't that? 91 degrees still in those?
Yeah, still has 75/90 weight oil in them. Yes. And this is something that we don't talk a lot about on the show, is that when you have a vehicle, doesn't matter the year, but the miles. Like on yours, it's 10 years old, and you got 15,000 miles. That tells us that the oils, including brake fluids, Frank, have not been used. So
yep.
Oils do they do, like you say, the word goo, boy, they do goo up big time. And a 90 weight oil in the rear end, pasty is definitely the word. You hit it. And the only way the axle bearings out there on those axle tubes get lubed is from that axle, that rear end spinning. And it takes that axle as a corkscrew effect, and it corkscrews that oil out there to lubricate those outer axle bearings. So if it hasn't been driven, which 15,000 miles hasn't gone too far.
After they did all that changing of the, I believe this is after, right after the dealer did all that, the lady took it to Cedar Rapids, Iowa, which is 50 miles down the highway and back, and she's done that like two or three times. So I think everything's finally getting oil to it.
Good. One thing, too, that I was mentioning before the break, the word chink, 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 chink noise. That, you know, you could have a rear U-joint. You can't grease those the U-joints on that truck. It's year in that year that they just didn't put grease or all the newer vehicles, and that's that one of those years that we just can't grease them. And so, you know, what you have is factory grease in those cups, and it doesn't have a lot of miles. So you back to that word grease and not a lot of miles of driving it, you could actually have a U-joint in the rear just starting to ting, ting, ting on you. And, it, of course, telescopes up to the drive line, and you hear it in the cab. So, but if you get in the pickup box, you'll know instantly when you're back there with your ear sitting in the pickup box yourself. You know, definitely.
Yeah, I'll give that a shot.
That's a really good suggestion.
Yeah, I had a pickup this week, too, Frank. And the thing is, I don't know if you guys are experienced winter or not, but if you drove it, you know, if put it on a dirt road, dusty road, or anything like that, I just had one this week. A gentleman went hunting, came back, said he had a noise, just didn't feel right to him, just what you described to me. I said, well, bring it on over and take a look. As soon as he drove in, I see mud on the side of his vehicle. I'm thinking, oh, he probably, you know, was up in the mountains because the whole side of his truck, front and everything is all mudded up. And all that was wrong was that basically dirt, quote, sand got in there, and he had his brakes. They were grinding. You know, there's just noise all over the place from the dirt. So we just did a little bit of a brake clean wash job and on his brake pads all the way around and got rid of the noise for him. That's something that simple, you know.
Well, the dealer wrote, you know, typed it all into the paperwork saying that it needs to be driven. So we all know they need to be drove.
Yeah, absolutely.
They definitely, cars, trucks, vehicles, they get kind of stale if you don't drive them.
Yeah, I remember a service manager once saying to me, because I was someone who used to not put a whole lot of miles on a vehicle. In you know, 3 or 4 years, I might have 15 or 20,000 miles on it. And I will never forget what he said to me. It's like, if you drive them too much, there's a problem. If you drive them not enough, there's a problem.
Yeah, you're never happy, are they?
Exactly. Thank you, Frank, for the call, and don't be a stranger. Please call us again.
Well, thank you very much. I've called and answered a couple of your trivia questions in the past. Once just a couple of weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, great. Well, I'm sending the list out this week here, so you should be getting something in the mail for me from the Busted Knuckle Garage people in Arizona and from the Wash Drops people. And if you don't, just give me a holler and let me know.
All right. That'd be good. Thank you guys very much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I'll give it a try there and see if I can find out, then I'll get underneath it and fix it.
Very good. Sounds like a plan. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Got an email question here. That's from Jane in Connecticut. She's the owner of a 2009 Toyota Camry. She says she's got about 65, 70,000 miles on it, and she is experiencing overheating. And she usually just pulls off to the side of the road and lets the engine cool down a while, and then She brings it back home. She says it doesn't seem to happen every single time she takes the vehicle out, but she hasn't had time to bring it into a dealer or a repair shop yet. What would Mark suggest she do? What do you think there, Mark?
Well, Bob, I'm glad she drove it into the Auto World garage today to get fixed.
Yeah, get absolutely.
Fixed. A couple things that Jane can do. We've got to make sure that the electric fan on the Toyota Camry is running. So what that means is if it's getting hot, Jane, as you know, looking at your temperature gauge at that time, just get out, keep it running, get out and see if you hear or can see the electric fan will be running, and it should be running. You'll hear it buzzing like a bee underneath the hood. And if that fan is not running, then you don't have any air circulation coming through the radiator to keep the antifreeze cool. And at that point, there's two sensors with electric fan. One's a temperature sensor that turns it on, and the other one is just basically a fan relay. So that's a pretty simple, inexpensive fix. But if you see the fan running and it's running full blast, then what we've got, one question I got to ask Jane, though, Bob, is if we've been putting the antifreeze in it. So if she's been adding antifreeze, that tells me then we have an antifreeze coolant leak, and it could be getting you know hot under the hood and hot with her under her collar because it's low on antifreeze. So if we've been putting antifreeze in it, we got a leak, and we got to get it up on the lift and check to see what the leak is and fix the hose or water pump or whatever, so we don't have a leak. But if we haven't been putting antifreeze in it, it's getting hot, then I'm going to put 100%, the electric fan is running, I'm going to put 100% of my lost wages on the thermostat. The thermostat isn't opening all the way to let the coolant circulate so that it can get cool. So we got to have thermostat working.
There it is, your free over-the-air diagnostic check by Mark Evans. 855-660-4261. Something wrong with your vehicle? We're going to see if we can get in as many calls and as many emails as possible in this next segment. 855-660-4261. Tell us what's wrong with your car.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further and simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're going to try and get in as many as possible, so that means you on the other side of the radio. We still have a few open phone lines at 855-660-4261, and, of course, emails bob@boblongradio.com. Mark Givens is with us, ASE Certified Technician, our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical with your vehicle. Got a trivia question out there. Who made the Phaeton? Very expensive car in its day, only made for a few years. Stop and think, the years fly here. Early 2000s it was made. Is 8-cylinder or 12-cylinder, W12, all-wheel drive standard. And you could pick one of these up for a song. It's just like another one of my... I always wanted one of these Mercedes SL55 AMGs, the two-seater retractable hardtop convertible. You know, they sold for over $100,000, Mark, but now you can get them for about 20, even as low as 10. But again, it's the maintenance that's going to kill you. So be careful out there. Let's go to John joining us in Michigan. John, you're next on Auto World. Thank you very much for calling in.
Yeah, you guys had the F-150. It sounded like it was about 10 years old or so.
Yeah.
What actually was the abnormal noise that was coming from the vehicle?
Well, that's what we were trying to diagnose. Why don't you explain to John what we talked about with our previous caller, Mark?
Yeah, John, do you have a Ford? Do you have a noise like that too, or? Well, I'm a mechanic. I work on a lot of cars.
Okay. Have you experienced any? He had a clicking noise only for a little short period of time as soon as he took off.
Well, if you had a bad ground going to the frame, if I recall correctly, that vehicle has a electromagnetic rear end, and if you had a bad ground, it would break the connection in a differential for the rabs in the rear. But when we're talking off a long time ago, when you just had rabs,
right.
Rear analog brakes.
Yeah, he didn't say anything about an ABS light being on either, which would help us.
Well, it necessarily wouldn't come on in an older system.
Yeah. Yeah, he had almost like a clicking noise, I understand. So I mentioned to him to have a wife drive and have him get in the back pickup, you know, in the box itself and listen to see if it's isolated from front to rear, you know.
A clicking noise coming from the rear of the brakes? Maybe he's got a bad slack adjuster as far as that goes.
Yeah.
Not slack adjuster. I guess it's called a...
Are you talking about emergency brake light on it?
Yeah. The shoes itself hitting.
Yeah,
all good suggestions, John.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Everything cool with your vehicles? Are they running okay?
Yeah, I don't have any problems with my vehicle as far as that goes.
All right.
The spacer between the bottom of the shoes.
Okay, could be that.
It's got a star wheel in it. I just can't recall the name at the time.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Well, thank you very much for calling, and don't be a stranger. Call us again. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Here is a pretty easy question. This one comes from Colorado, where Jim writes he's got a Toyota 4Runner, and from time to time, the engine won't start. It cranks, but it doesn't start. And at other times, it's fine. So it's one of those nagging problems that we've all encountered at one time or the other.
Yeah, it almost makes you want to get rid of the rig quick, you know, Bob.
Yes.
Those Toyotas have called an igniter, and it's electronic, and that igniter, just what the word means, it ignites. And so I've had experiences where the igniter goes out, and the sad part about that is when we go to test it, they bring it into the shop, it starts every single time, and everything's checking out good. So, but in the past, I've replaced, in 30-plus years, I know, my goodness, I know I've replaced over a dozen of those igniters. So that's where I kind of point a finger to that. But again, one thing that they can check, too, is the fuel. Two sides of the coin on the start word, it could be electronics not getting sparked, the spark plugs, and or there's no fuel. Spark plugs could be sparking, but there's no fuel for it to ignite. So fuel pump relay on the electrical side, too, Bob, it's a plug and play basically in the fuse box. Real simple. Anybody can do it themselves. You go to the fuse box, and right there on the lid, it'll actually have a little glossary, you know, and it shows you. Oh, it just says fuel pump relay. It's just a little square box. They're not that expensive. That's the first thing that anyone can do themselves for cheap money, you know. Replace that. And a lot of times you start your rig up and let it run for a little bit, which he can do, and then, all of a sudden go out there and undo the plastic cover on the fuse box and go to touch that fuel pump relay, and you'll find out that it's actually warm. Get rid of it. It's no good. It's bad. So there's a couple things there that you can check and keep Colorado going.
Yeah, good words of advice. We got a question here from Paul. Paul's in Nashua, New Hampshire, and Paul's got a question about a service engine light. He says he's got a Honda Civic from 2001. It has in excess of 100,000 miles on it, and he's worried because he's got both the check engine light on and what appears to be some blue exhaust smoke, and he wants, Mark, your diagnostic over-the-air work here. He wants your diagnosis on what could be going wrong with this vehicle.
Yeah, couple things. Blue smoke coming out the exhaust pipe is rings, piston rings that are worn out, a lot of miles on the engine, so you're going to have a lot of blue smoke coming out. And if it was black smoke, that would be fuel, too rich, running too rich, but blue is rings that are worn and burning oil. And that would actually cause the engine light to come on, because on that Honda, Bob, that puppy's got called an O2 sensor, couple of them, and so those O2 sensors are in the exhaust pipe themselves, measuring hydrocarbons, sends that signal up to the computer, so that computer then can manage the fuel spray and timing. And so if we're burning away a ton of oil coming, you know, into the combustion chamber, and that ton of that oil the oil fumes are going out that exhaust pipe, all of a sudden we got O2 sensors that are basically just getting sprayed with oil. And so then they can't read, and that then no signal is getting sent to the computer, which then the computer says, hey, let's tell the driver something, and the only way we can tell him or her is turn the engine light on. So, but on the engine light also, he can run into one of the automotive parts stores, cost nothing. I know that AutoZone, Pep Boys, they do a complete free engine scan for free. And when you do that, you get those fault code readings, and that'll tell the, you know, whoever owns that car that's got the engine light on what fault code number it is, and then that little scan OBD2 reader will actually tell us what number, and then that parts store person can say, oh, it's a 23 and you need an O2 sensor or something else. So do a couple things there you could do, and getting back on the road. I had a customer that's got a 84 Toyota Camry here that they finally said enough. It's one of those cars, Bob, that you basically check the gas and fill it full of oil. it's burning that much oil that you can't stand. When you're driving that car down the road, there's so much blue cloud behind it, you can't see the person behind you.
Wow. So now that's
he actually running good still. He actually had the windows tinted so they can't see him.
You don't see so much on the roads today. I mean, years ago when we were growing up, Mark, you used to see a lot of smoky cars. But these days, you don't see them so much. They're pretty much a rarity. I saw some white smoke emanating from a vehicle just recently down here in Florida. But you can go for weeks and months at a time without seeing a smoky car on the road.
Yeah, and one thing I was going to mention, too, I'm not trying to plug any company, of course, here, but I'm just trying to help our listener there in Colorado on the Honda. You can go and buy STP, you know, the good old Richard Petty, STP.
Yeah.
And STP, you can put that in a car that's burning oil, which they have, this Honda is burning oil because of blue smoke, and it's so thick, you got to get the engine hot and warmed up and running and all, and then you just turn it off, and then just take the oil fill cap and pour a can of STP in it, and that will slow up the oil burning. And basically, all that is a can of polymer. It's basically putting more flour into the oil, thickening the oil up for it.
Great advice, as usual. Thank you, my friend, for your time today, and we'll get you back with us real soon.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, and thanks to everybody on the other side of the radio, including producer Matt. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm on the road again.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.